Today on the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, we're going to talk about the new Stitcher list, why you should have one in the chamber. We're going to talk about being interviewed, as well as the influence of podcasting, and I'm going to talk about keeping it real.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so very, very much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing to monetizing and all points in between, because everything you need to start a podcast you can find out at theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to contact me, I would love to hear from you. The number is 888-563-3228. That's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. You can also use the button on the website. You can also use my email address, which is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or just leave us a comment out at the website. I always say it's going to be a short show, and then it's not. I'm doing all sorts of last-minute preparations to go to Blog World, which is next week in New York City. Never been to New York City, and basically I'm ready to wet my pants. And so that'll be fun. I get to take a train, probably, if I get up the nerve, going to take a subway. That is going to be great fun. If you are going to be there, send me an email, send me your phone number, something, so I can meet up with you and say hey, because I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be doing two presentations on Thursday with all sorts of great people. Ray Ortega from the Podcaster Studio, Dan Lyons from howtopodcastlikeapro.com, and Daniel J. Lewis from the audacitytopodcast.com. And we've been meeting behind the scenes, and it's going to be a cool presentation in terms of podcasting 101. If you're brand new to it and you're going to be there, come look us up. I'm going to start doing a couple new segments here in the podcast, and I'm going to call this one Around the Dial. And if you go to podcastaboutpodcasting.com, there are a lot of podcasts about podcasting, and I listen to pretty much all of them because most of them have podfaded. Podfaded means they quit. And I've been listening to Podcasting Passion. This is a podcast by Max Flight, and he actually interviewed a buddy of mine, Fred Castaneda, from the strugglingentrepreneur.com. And it was just a great interview it wasn't really an interview, it was about being interviewed. So if you've ever wondered, or if you've looked for tips on being interviewed, not so much being the interviewer, but being the interviewee, check that out over at podcastingpassion.com. So from time to time, I'll be going around the dial and spotlighting other things on other shows. And some people are like, you mean you're spotlighting your, quote, competition? And I go, yeah. Why? Because this is where we talk about all things podcasting. All right, next up, I have talked about this in the past and was talking with Ken Blanchard, who I believe I'm going to meet at Blog World. He is the Black Man with a Gun podcast, super great guy, and sent me an email that basically said, Dave, I really appreciate the fact that you get to the point and there isn't a whole lot of fluff to your podcast and self-promotion and things like that. And I really appreciate that. I strive to do that. He says, but we could use maybe at times a little more Dave. And I'm like, okay, I appreciate that. And so I thought I would share a story with you about last week's episode. And that's why I'm calling this little segment, Have a Podcast in the Chamber. I did not have a podcast in the chamber. What I mean by this is have a episode to go that all maybe you have to do is set up the intro and then have it be evergreen content. All right. Because last week I had a horrible, I always record these on Sunday afternoon. I had a horrible Sunday. It was horrible. It was my father's 82nd birthday. And I went to visit him at his, assisted living location. And he didn't recognize me. He has dementia / Alzheimer's. And it's one of those things where, you know, like when the doctor says this is going to sting a little bit, and it doesn't really matter that they told you that because in the end it still hurts. And even in this case, I know it's not his fault, but when you keep reminding him that you're the youngest and giving him little hints and he just, it's going right over his head, was a little different, and then I came home and I was the only person here. And that was like the worst thing for me to be just alone with my thoughts after that. And so I was like, hey, according to my schedule, I'm supposed to be podcasting. So on one hand, I'm kind of proud that I was able to pull it together, get some energy up, and do a podcast. I'm also somewhat disappointed the fact that I never want to be, quote, fake. I want to be what you hear is what you get. I hope that when people meet me at Blog World, kind of what you see is what you get. There's not a whole lot of difference. It's going to be really interesting at Blog World. This is one of the things I'm really looking forward to it, because I listen to Ray's show. I've gone back and listened to all of Dan's shows, and I've gone back Dan, in terms of podcasts like a radio DJ / pro. And then I've listened to Daniel J. Lewis's stuff at the Audacity to Podcast. And I feel like I know these guys, and I've been face to face with Daniel at PodCamp Cincinnati. But it's going to be really interesting because I feel like I know these guys, and I'm pretty sure they feel like they know me from the podcast. But so it's going to be this weird kind of built-in intimacy. That's going to be really cool. So I say to have one in the can because I always say, you know, you should have a topic that you're so passionate about. So on those days that you really don't want a podcast, you can still podcast about it, because it really does help to have a consistent schedule. That's why. Because you might have a day where... Now, on the other hand, he thought I was my brother, and he kept talking about me, even though I was sitting there, and he had really good things to say about me. So that aspect was really good of the visit, but you should always have one in the chamber. All right, next up, I will have a link to this out at the website. If you go to... Stitcher came out with a top 100 list. It's at stitcher.com/Stitcher-list. Let me click on this. It's nothing really super new here. You know, Freakonomics Radio, This American Life, the typical NPR, Adam Carolla, Joe Rogan, Mark Maron, the same people that are in the top on iTunes are the same people that are on the top on Stitcher. Until I went to health and lifestyle and health. And there at, let's see where I am at today. I was really surprised that at, now I went down, doggone, I'm down to number 68. I was up a little higher. The Logical Weight Loss Podcast at logicalloss.com. Little old me was in the top 100. So I say that to you, my Stitcher listeners, right now, pretty please, with sugar on top. I love you. Hit the thumbs up button. I would deeply appreciate that. Share this with somebody. And it would be very cool to get my podcast in the top 100. Now, the cool thing about Stitcher is you can actually see how many people listen to your show and how many listen all the way through. I've talked about this in the past. Haven't checked my Stitcher numbers in a long time. And it looks like I'm getting between 50 and 100 downloads of this podcast. Now, of the Logical Weight Loss Podcast, where I'm actually charting. How cool is that? I'm getting anywhere from 110 to over 200. And I say downloads, but listens. And it's interesting because it's like the average completion rate is anywhere from 53% to 80%, which is always an interesting stat that you don't get from your typical download. So if you're want to check out Stitcher, use the when they ask you for an activation code, use the code DaveJ. It's free, and if you have a smartphone, it's very cool. But you can see that just proving again that, yeah, I'm not on NPR, and believe me, there are plenty of fitness podcasts, and little old me is right there at number 68. So don't think that you've got to be some big network, some big TV person or radio person, things like that. Now, obviously, there are very competitive genres. Technology, forget about it. It's hard to rate with all the This Week in Tech and Mac and blah, 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 a lot of tech things, but that shouldn't stop you from starting a podcast. But if you haven't checked it, if you're not on Stitcher, to me, 100 extra listeners is not bad. I'll take them. And again, you can find that out at Stitcher.com. If you want to put it on your phone, use the code Dave J. All right, another new segment I want to introduce here, and that is, and you might go, does it really matter? And I go, yeah, it does. And that is, if I can get some music, there we go, the a history chunk on podcasting. And I just today want to point out that podcasting was created mainly by two people. One is a guy by the name of Dave Weiner. He was the man that basically developed the whole enclosure system with blogging and RSS feeds. And then another guy named Adam Curry. You may know him from the 80s and MTV, who basically worked on the part that allowed the downloaded MP3 file to be transferred to a portable media player. And they did this way back in 2003, according to Wikipedia, depending on what you read, 2003, 2004-ish. So if somebody says, hey, who invented podcasting? The answer is Dave Weiner and Adam Curry. All right, last up, as I head towards the door, because I believe my laundry is done, and I got a pack of the suitcase. And different bloggers have been saying, you know, the podcasting isn't just what it used to be, blah, blah, blah. Is podcasting lost its influence? And I say to you, people do these. Leo Laporte used to do this on a regular basis, to have people come out of the woodwork and go, you're so dumb. And kind of like the little boy that cried wolf. Well, here's another example of how podcasting is growing. It has influence. And you're going to witness very soon the very first podcast crossover to television. There's going to be a comedy show called Comedy Big Bang. It's on IFC. I have no idea. I thought IFC was like some sort of international fighting championship thing. I guess it's a channel, but it's based on a podcast. So they're turning a podcast into a television show. And then I think everybody has heard about Mark Maron. He does a podcast called WTF. He does it from his garage. It's a great story. He was a comedian who basically his manager said, look, Mark, during the 80s, you were on a lot of cocaine and you were a jerk to everybody in the comedy business. You've burned so many bridges, there are no matches left, and you probably should find another job. And so Mark started a podcast. And to make a long story short, he's ended up on the New York Times. It's a great podcast, and it kind of is part him revealing himself and then interviewing other comedians, because he's been a comedian forever. Well, IFC is going to be debuting in sometime this year, a show loosely based upon his WTF podcast. And I believe Ed Asner is going to be playing his father. So it's not even like a hacky kind of TV show. It sounds like, hey, this is a real deal thing. He's also got a book deal and things of that nature. So podcasting, again, it's influential. You influence people. And like I said earlier, it's going to be really interesting to hang out with Dan Squared and Ray, because I feel like I know these guys. I should let you know, if you're looking for updates from me from Blog World, I'm going to be using my Spreaker, Spreaker account, where I can actually podcast from my phone. So these are not going to be high quality. This is going to sound like Dave calling from Blog World on his original Droid phone. It's going to sound like caca a poo poo, but I'm just going to be basically taking a notebook of, hey, I just came out of this seminar and this is what I learned and I want to jot this down in my notes. And so I'm going to use Spreaker for that. So you can listen in on that. I'll put a link to that out in the show notes as well. So I want to thank you very much for tuning in. Very excited about Blog World. Very excited about seeing Cliff Ravenscraft as well, the podcast answer man. He's a buddy of mine that I met at, I've known Cliff forever, good guy. And if you're going to be there, let me know. It's going to be very, very interesting. Going to be my first trip to New York City. And if you want to go, it's next Tuesday. You can still buy tickets. You can actually, if you can't go, you can buy a virtual ticket where you get everything. and you can basically attend in your jammies. And if you're going to do that, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/blogworld, and then there's actually a coupon code you can use, which is poddave10. Now, if you're over at the website, schoolofpodcasting.com, you'll see a little button there that says I'm speaking at, which will be there for another week. And again, the Blog World promo code is poddave10. Now, if you're looking to start a podcast, I've got a great website for you. Go over to schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you want to see some samples of my training, I just did a brand new video. In fact, I believe this is going to be added to Blueberry's podcast FAQ page, where I explain how important it is to control your RSS feed. And I talk about iTunes, and you kind of, I hope, understand how iTunes works. And so if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/DaveTube, let's just do it that way, schoolofpodcasting.com/DaveTube, that'll take you over to my YouTube channel where you can see some of the videos I've done. There's the What If the Podcast Queen is a Skank? That's over there. There's some tips about RSS feeds. Like I said, this one is about iTunes feed burner and why really it doesn't matter who you use to get ready for iTunes. Just make sure you have an escape route. Or in this case, I point out that you're being married to these companies like Podbean, Podomatic, Blog Talk Radio, and TalkShoe. And if you're married to them, you know, sometimes you want a prenuptial agreement so that if you have to get out, you could say, hey, you know what? I'm ending this marriage. I want my RSS feed. Well, if you married Podbean, Podomatic, Blog Talk Radio, TalkShoe, guess what? Yeah, it's forever, baby. So to better understand that, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/DaveTube, and that'll take you right over there. So thank you so much for listening. Let me throw my contact information at you again. You can call 888-563-3228. You can use the little voicemail button right on the website. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or leave a comment on the website. Being that I am going to be in New York City next week, I may not be returning email and voicemail as quickly as I normally do, but I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to reporting back on it next week. Now, with that in mind, also want to let you know, next week, my oldest stepdaughter is getting married. So I'm assuming there's going to be a show next week, but there may not. And if so, it's because, number one, I just went to Blog World, drove home, went to a rehearsal dinner, watched my daughter get married, and then crashed. So thanks for listening. Have a great week. And, I hope to see you on the inside of theschoolofpodcasting.com. Thanks so much, and God bless.